Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and I'm going to talk to you about iOS or Android. I wrote a blog post a couple of days ago about my year with Android, and it's been pretty good actually. I've had a good year with Android. I started off with a Samsung Galaxy S3, and then I moved on to a Nexus 7, and I've enjoyed using both of the devices, and it's been interesting. I mean, it's nice to have something new and shiny, and it works really good and everything, and, well, I like trying things new anyway, so that's been quite good. But just lately, the last couple of days, since writing that article about iOS or Android and the positive review that I did about my year of Android, I started to think, well, maybe I should be better off with iOS because, you know, there's just about all of the applications I want on there. There's very few things on Android that would keep me to it. And sometimes I think it'd be nice just to have one device that I use all the time and get used to and don't have to worry about swapping between the two. But anyway, we'll see. So I'll say there's a couple of applications that have made me kind of wonder, made me sort of think about whether I should swap back over onto iOS. And I'm sort of just working out some of my ideas. But as I say, I like the Nexus 7 because it's light and it's small and I can pick it up in the morning and carry it around the house with me. And, you know, have it when I'm reading, having my breakfast and look at my emails, check out Twitter, a bit of Facebook and whatever else and Google Plus. And as I say, it's a really good little device, that Nexus 7. And the same with my Galaxy S3, really. I'm still using it and getting quite a good bit of use out of it. I've still got an iPhone 4, but the only trouble with the iPhone 4 is that it doesn't have some of the capabilities that I want in terms of being able to do some speech to text in there. That would be something I'd have to upgrade. I'd have to think about getting a new iPhone. I'd have to move up to the iPhone S or the iPhone C, 5 or whatever it is, or 5C. And maybe even think about, well, what's going to be coming down the line when, you know, these new iPhones will be coming out in the autumn. Maybe a bigger version of the iPhone. That'd be nice because I like a bigger version. Be quite happy to have an iPhone that much larger anyway because I like the large size of my Samsung Galaxy S3. I got a vehicle just coming into the campsite now. It's a great big Chevrolet sort of thing. It must have a huge engine in it. Rumbles along, it does. Anyway, I'm digressing because we've got a bit of background noise coming in there. So what are these applications that I'm thinking of that would tempt me back to just using iOS? Well, the first thing is to do with OmniFocus. Now, I've been using OmniFocus on the iPad for a while and I really quite like it. It's got some good features on there. And it was working well enough with the data coming in from OmniFocus number one on my Mac. But now OmniFocus 2 has come available for the Mac and makes me think about getting using it again. And to be quite honest, I've got a very forgetful head and I need to be reminded of stuff. I need to sort of organise myself and use a get things done software like OmniFocus. And that is not going to come to Android at any time soon. So I'd have to be thinking about just staying with iOS and having all my stuff in one place. So that's a possibility. Now, the other thing, of course, is that the recording audio on Android is not so good because you've got this thing called automatic gain control on the Samsung Galaxy S3 and it messes up some of the recordings. I'd rather not have the auto gain control and I'd like to be able to set the gain to what I want it to be, depending on what microphone I'm using. So at the moment I'm using the iPhone to record this, the iPhone 4, because I've got Twisted Wave on there. I like using Twisted Wave. It's a really good single track recording application. But now on the Android, I've got the Audio Evolution Pro, which is pretty good multi-track recording thing. But still, it's not quite as handy as to use as Twisted Wave. And it annoys me sometimes. I mean, it doesn't pump out MP3s. I have to put it out as a WAV file or a AIFF file and then have to convert it to MP3 to be able to make it a smaller size. And then that's the other thing. Well, if I want to do any audio boos, I'm better off using the audio boo application on the iPad or the iPhone because it was better than the one that was on Android. Although I think they've upgraded the audio boo application recently on Android, or they've been saying that they will. So anyway, I'm in complaining mode at the moment. So the other problem I've had lately with the Android is that on my Samsung Galaxy S3, the camera's not been working properly. I go to use the camera, it might work one or two times, then I go to it next and it says can't connect to your camera. And that is just so annoying. Especially when you've got some picture that you just want to grab and you want to do it quickly and the camera's not working. I tried deleting the application off the device and putting it back on again, but that didn't make a difference. So the problem is down to the software, the operating system. And, well, that has come about because of the fact that the Galaxy S3 is an older phone now, and it is not going to get the update to Android 4.4, and so I've had to upgrade the operating system by going off to something different. I'm using the Cyanogen Mod one, and although the Cyanogen Mod is pretty good, as I say, there's obviously something going on there, and it's not like in the latest camera from Google. Now, the other thing about the Android is that if I want to edit some movies, so I have to shoot the movie on the Android device and then move it to something else to do any editing of it, because the editing applications for Android are absolutely terrible. And there's nothing on there that's anywhere near as good as iMovie and Pinnacle Studio. So another reason why I'd be thinking of staying with iOS and putting Android to one side, or just leaving Android there just to use the odd occasion for a bit of this and that, because I'm sure that if I was to get myself a new iPad mini, unless I got a good offer for the Nexus 7, I'm sure I'll be quite happy to keep it in use for something. Maybe just even for just picking up in the morning when I want to do some reading, or when I take it to bed and do a bit of reading on the Kindle application. But again, I can have a Kindle application on the iPad too, so sometimes it's handy to just have a few different devices anyway, because you know what it's like, you know, the battery runs dead on one, you can pick up the other one, can't you? First world problems, there you go. The thing that I would miss off Android particularly would be the fact that you have these alternative keyboards. I'm using the one at the moment called Swipe, and it's got the Nuance dictation service, which is a really good dictation service. It's as nearly as good as the one as I have on my Mac, which is by Nuance, called Dragon Dictate. I mean, that one's brilliant, that is. I mean, I can write stuff with that really quickly. In fact, with this application, I can write quickly also on my Android devices. So this text I've written this evening, about 1,000 words, just over 1,000 words, I did it all on Android and did it about half an hour, and I talked all the text in there. I didn't type any of it at all. Well, apart from one or two little bits where it was just easier to put the word in that the dictation service didn't know, and then do it with the keyboard. So as you say, I'm in a bit of a quandary at the moment where I should go back to the iOS world. I mean, there is a bit of a cost involved with this, because I mean, there's the, you happen to buy a new iPhone, and then there's the iPad mini, I go one of those as well, and I've still got to pay for this Samsung Galaxy S3 for another year, because I got a 2-year thing. Well, I don't mind anyway, because as I say, it's still a pretty good phone anyway. So maybe the thing to do would be to stick with the phone as it is for the moment, and maybe just think along the lines of getting an iPad mini and using that as my main sort of tablet. Choices to be made, thoughts to be thunked. And I might have to leave that until after the Apple WWDC, when they might announce a few different products. Maybe they might even have a super iPad. That could be maybe a 12-inch iPad or something like that, or a 13-inch iPad. Maybe they'll have an iPad mini with some extra bits and pieces in it. Or maybe I'll have to wait until September comes, or October, when the new iPhone comes out, the iPhone 6. And maybe they'll have some good deals on the iPhone 5S then, or the iPhone 5C. That make me want to change up to that, and then leave the completely new sort of and shiny latest version for the people that are prepared to spend out huge sums of money. I mean, that's the other thing, really. I mean, is the fact that there's a bit of a cost involved with the difference in prices between the two as well. I mean, how much is it worth to me to have one device that does it all for me, with the iPad mini or again for the iPhone, and just sticking with the iOS? I mean, if I want to get an Nexus 7, it costs a couple of hundred euros. I think it's about 220 at the moment. And if I want to get myself an iPad mini, then we're talking about, for the one that I want, something in the region of about 400 or maybe even 500 euro. And then same thing with the phone as well. I can get a Nexus 5, which is a good Android phone from Google. It's updated regularly, and it gets updates directly from Google, which is pretty good. And you can get one of those for about 400 euro, that 32 gig model. And to get a 32 gig iPhone, then we're talking about 600 or 700 euros. So we're talking generally sort of around about double the price. So how much is it worth to me to be able to do all the stuff on one device? I'm going to have to think very seriously about this. So anyway, this is Dave Allen discussing with you my first world problems about whether I should stick with Android and using iOS as well.